I thought we were very, very good. The work rate and the honesty from the players was magnificent. We had a lot of chances. Probably the game could have been over half time. But we allowed them back into it in the second half, and they got a goal. Probably we could have done better with it. But we kept on going. We had other chances, but probably on another night we could have taken them.
It could have been out of sight, as you say, before that goal was scored, and there were four chances, really, or four attacks at the start of the second half. Maybe the decision-making might have been different, and even at the end, Ronan had a very good opportunity when maybe a pass to Shawnee McGrath might have been the right option.
Yeah, no, it is, and you know what? It's probably the hardest part in the game, isn't it? When you're in that final third and it's that decision-making, it's... When you're in, you hit the target, be ruthless, and that final ball, and if it's the right ball, if it's the not, do we need another pass to get to where we want to go? But I can't fault the players. Listen, I've been in here 2 weeks, and whatever I've asked them to do, they've done it. And they've been brilliant. And we keep going. We keep building on what we're doing. And, you know, we should have won the game. We didn't, but we drew it. But the players, they've been fantastic. We need to be ruthless in front of goal. You need to be it, you know. Defensively, you know, we are solid, but in front of goal, we need to be ruthless. And that's a team that's over everybody.
A couple of very tight offside decisions when very close to being through on goal, ball goal disallowed. I don't know what were your thoughts on the ball in. Was it a foul in your view?
I've seen it. Yeah, you know, I think Sam has gone up for a header. I think when there's any bit of contact with the goalkeepers, it's. I think the keepers always win those ones, don't they? But I thought it was a bit harsh. But listen, it was given, and that's the way it is. You know, we had a penalty, and obviously Shawnee missed it. He got one up against UCD, which is he's been brilliant. But these things happen. But I think overall, again, we should have won it. We had the chance to do it. As I said, balls in over the top, causing problems. Yeah, but maybe on another night we could have more goals.
And it could have been right at the very end, a very good save from the Wexford keeper to keep it out.
It was, but as I said, you know, we kept on going. We kept on going, and we wanted to win, and we said that before the game, is that, you know, we want to win. But we kept on going, but it just wasn't to be.
Colin, you chose to stick with Daniel up top tonight when you have kind of two recognised strikers on the bench. He almost rewarded you, but just couldn't find that finishing touch tonight. What was the thought process behind keeping him there, maybe in a natural position for him?
Probably the system that we have. We can play two centre forwards, and I don't think the Wexford defenders could deal with him. So that's when he was up there. Any ball over the top, he was onto it. Sometimes he was offside, but he causes problems. So that's why he was up there. I thought he was brilliant. He was unplayable. But what Daniel now needs to do going forward is that when he gets in, he needs to get more goals. He needs to get more numbers. But he will do that. He will do that. He's a great lad in training. He's been fantastic. And you've seen there tonight, his work rate is, you know, even off the ball, his work rate off the ball is brilliant. You know?
Is he sticking them in training, Colin? Because is he sticking them in training, goals, Daniel? Is he finishing like...
It's not only Daniel. You're quick to jump on Daniel on this one. Is that this is a team? No, but this is a team game. Is that there is other players in these positions too, and we still need to hit the target. You know, I think it always comes down to the centre forwards, isn't it? But listen, he's been brilliant since I've come in, and you know what I asked him, he's doing it, and going forward, he gets those chances. He'll get goals.
Just one more, I guess, because the spotlight was kind of on him tonight with the missed chances, but then he seemed to lose his head at the end of the game. Kind of got into a bit of a scrap with Lepoy, one of his own teammates with Niall there, and got a yellow card. That means he's now suspended for Dundalk away as well.
Okay. I didn't see him arguing with Niall. I didn't see him. But I suppose you want your players to be unhappy, don't you? You know, I mean, it's not a bad thing. That won't carry on. Then we come back into training tomorrow and we'll be all fine. I think that we have to have that if we are dropping points, or is that... We're disappointed. You know, we want 3 points, and I think that's what we have to do going forward. You know?
How good was Ronan tonight, and how good is Ronan from?
Ronan is a very, very good player. Very good player, I suppose. When you are working, you see actually how good he is. But he's got very, very high fitness levels. Very good on the ball. He can protect it. He goes forward. He can cause problems. But he is, so I'm, you know, liking that I got to work with him over the next few years. Is that hopefully that I can make him a better player. Is that, yes, he's got so much energy, But it's sometimes he doesn't have to run too much to get on the ball. But he's been brilliant. Like the whole lot of them. The players have been fantastic since they've come in. They have been, the work rate of them has been brilliant, and we just need to keep continuing that.
You mentioned Josh Honahan when we were over in the Ross Hotel. See him called up to the Irish squad. How does that feel?
No, listen, it's great. Yeah, I think he deserves it. He's a super player, and he's a great person. I'm delighted for him, and I wish him the best of luck.
What was the biggest learning curve from your first night on the touchline here in Montauk Park tonight?
The biggest learning point? Not much, really, to be honest. No, it's just learning point. It's just, listen, every game is different. So, listen, you could look at systems. We could have changed it. We could have made different subs. And, listen, that's just the way it is. And that is, I think the goal, probably we could have done better with it. But we had so many chances. The game should have been over, but. To make go something.
What's your mindset for the last 2 minutes? Is it protect what we have, or let's try and push on and nick the winner?
Sometimes maybe with the system, sometimes it can be a small bit defensive with the five. You can be pinned back in and you can get it with. But the effort from the lads is, you know, they can be tired, and you know you can sit back. It happened last week, you know, but they didn't have too many chances. The chances that they had, they got lucky with it. But we kept on going. We tried to get the winner, but it just wasn't to be.
The bottom four teams are only separated by a point, and you're only 4 points off playoffs. So going forward, how big is 3 points in holding on for the game going to play a part, especially against Dundalk in a week?
Oh, no, listen, it's, as I said, it'll be a massive game. Every game is massive now going forward. So players will come back in tomorrow. We'll recover, and we'll get ready for Dundalk. But listen, they're a serious outfit, and you know it's a tough place to go. But our players, they'll be ready for it.
How close is Ryan to being back fully?
Oh, Ryan won't be back for another while.